Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we are about to start texting for Kennedy to her fairly new boyfriend, who she feels like would be a great replacement for her baby daddy to take her daughter to a father-daughter dance, because Pops is nowhere in the scene. Do I have that right?
Yes, you totally have that right.
All right, Kennedy, explain to us how we got here and what the ask is and why we're doing it, and you're just not saying it to him face-to-face.
So basically, I'm a single mom of an 8-year-old little girl who is adorable. Her dad is not in her life. He has never been in her life. So basically, every year, her friends go to this daddy-daughter dance. Mm-hmm. It's around Valentine's Day. And since she doesn't have a dad, and her grandfather and uncles do not live local, so she's never gone, right? And it's always made her so sad. Like, it's such a sad time of year when this dance comes around. And last year, I told her that there was no reason that I couldn't take her, you know, because I play the role of mom and dad in her life. But she did not want to do that. She was like, I would rather not go. I don't want you to come. So about 4 months ago, I started dating a guy, and I introduced him to my daughter just 2 months ago. And she really, really likes him. Like, he's a great guy. I feel like he likes her a lot. And she just recently asked me if he could take her to that dance this year, and I'm not sure how he would feel about it, and I don't want to freak him out because we've only been dating for, you know, 4 months. However, I know it would make her so happy. Mm-hmm. And I'm just nervous, and I would love for you guys to help me to ask him.
Okay, first of all, I hate your ex. Because he's not in the picture at all. I hate him. Secondly, yeah. Cassie, I saw you. Cassie had the roll of the eyes. Are you ready to go in?
Not go in. It's not so much. I hate my expressive face. I need to work on this. I worry not about your relationship, but setting your daughter up for disappointment if he goes and takes her and they have a wonderful time at something labeled a daddy-daughter dance, and then you guys don't work out for whatever reason. I'm worried about her poor little heart breaking all over again, because now she knows she doesn't have her birth dad in the picture, and now the other man who stepped in to fill the role of dad at a dad event is also gone. But you're her mom. You do what's best for her, and I know you would make those choices. It's just, as a mother, like, that's what went through my head, and I just worry.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've put a lot of thought into, and this is the first guy that she's met. Like, I took a long time off of dating when she was born, you know, I mean, it's been 8 years. Like, I haven't brought anyone around her. So I have a good feeling about this guy, but also I know this is pretty fast.
I feel like this is all about managing expectations here, right? Managing expectations with your daughter, managing expectations with him. Mm-hmm. Of course, as a mom, you want to fulfill your every child's wish if possible, especially one this sweet that she's, mm-hmm. you know, hasn't had a dad in her life, and she sees all of her friends going to these daddy-daughter dances, which are very popular. And I can see why she feels left out and she wants to participate, right? So I think if you set the expectation with him, you make the ask, but you acknowledge, hey, I want this. When I ask this, I want you to know, I totally understand if this is out of your comfort zone, if this is too soon. It's a request my daughter made, so I want to do this on her behalf. And then I'd also set the expectation with your daughter when she goes, like, hey, just know this is mommy's new friend. And he's very happy to take you to the dance. Oof. And try, I don't know what that conversation is with your daughter. But
Mo, you want in on this?
Managing expectations, I think, is crucial for all parties involved.
I mean, yeah, I agree with everything that has been said. I do think that this ask is going to tell you a lot about where you and him are going. Because I just feel like as a man, this is a question that you can ask a little too soon if he's not ready for that and if he's not in that position. And I don't know if that's going to make you look at him away, if he's not willing to step up and take that responsibility. But I do think that a guy will have to fully process this and make sure that he intends on being in your life and in her life for sure, like 100% before you step up and do something like that.
Abby, what do you want to add to that?
I don't know. I hate to be a little bit of a negative Nelly, but I feel like if it was the right situation to where you really do feel like he would be comfortable in this kind of situation, I don't feel like we would have to step in any way. I feel like if he was already kind of starting to step into that role of a father-ish figure, you would be like, oh, it's a no-brainer. I feel like coming through us tells me everything I need to know.
This one hits a little bit close to home for me here. Look, you have to decide when is an appropriate time to bring men into your life around your daughter. This one here makes a tremendous statement. 4 months in, for her to attend a daddy-daughter dance is a heavy emotional load and expectation to put on a young girl that doesn't understand adult relationships. So 4 months is just it's so soon. This sends a message that this dude is going to be around for a very long time.
But this is what you get when you are dating somebody with kids. Like, this is part of the package. Like, these are the things you do.
Yes. But I mean, how long?
Because I know somebody who got engaged after 4 months of dating. So it's not that it's just 4 months. It's like where Abby said this numerous times about their relationship. Some people's 4 months are very, very slow. Other mm-hmm. people's 4 months, they're engaged.
Okay, give us a couple of minutes here, Kennedy. When we come back, we will start texting your boyfriend and seeing what his comfort level is with taking your daughter to a father-daughter dance. That's Texting Tutor next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.